as we head back down into the Fremantle rooms. And Ben Cameron is with one of Matthew Pavlich's long-time teammates and good friends in Aaron Sandilands.
Aaron, how do you put into words what you've gone through in the last half an hour? A great win and then the celebration that has followed.
Yeah, look, it was really important that we sent him off in the right way. He's been such a great player and great person for the footy club, and it was all about producing the good effort for him today, and I thought we did that over the last four quarters.
As someone who's played so much football with Matthew Pavlich, you would have spent a lot of time with him off the field. What will your lasting memory of him be?
Yeah, look, obviously spent a lot of time with him over such a long period of time, and he's going to be sorely missed. We've got big shoes to fill, and we'll sit down and have a beer in the next half an hour or so, and it'll be good to do that.
I'll send you upstairs, Mark Reddings, Luke McFarlane, and also Adam Papaleo.
Well, big S, Luke McFarlane here, mate. I thought you were terrific today in terms of your effort, Aaron. I thought you put everything out there. A number of times you're on your hands and knees fighting for the football, so I know that you were trying to give everything for your long-time teammate, Pav. What do you have any other thoughts from today in terms of how you're able to control the emotion? I know that there would have been a big build-up through the week. What were some of the, strategies you were using today to try and control that emotion, given it was such a large occasion?
Yeah, look, it was just important that we honoured the, as we said, honoured the occasion with effort. And if 22 guys did that over the four quarters, Pav would walk off happy. And in the end, we got the right result for him. And, it's obviously been a frustrating year, but at least we can send him out the right way today.
It's been a frustrating year for you personally too, Aaron. You've had the significant injury, which you've missed a lot of football with. How's your body felt since it's come back? I know you've missed last week as well, but do you feel that you've got a fair bit of work to do over the summer, or you think you're not too far away from getting back to a good level of fitness?
Yeah, look, really keen to get a good summer under my belt and try and produce a consistent year after year. Obviously frustrating missing so much this year, and it's just hard to get that match fitness. The calf started cramping about 5 minutes into the third quarter, so I knew I was in a bit of strife.
You are 34.
Speaking of which,
spring chicken.
You are a spring chicken, but even today, do you sort of wonder about your own football mortality? The end has come for Luke, obviously, for Pav, blokes around your vintage. Does it mean you now savour every game you play or every season that you can prepare for? Does it cast any different light for your career?
When you spend such a long period of time with someone that's at a similar age, those thoughts do go through your head. But after missing so much football this year, you realise how much you miss the game, and I'm really looking forward to a big summer and hopefully can play 22 games next year.
What about the leadership void, Aaron? The current leadership group, as it stands, has probably the majority of guys over 30 years of age. Who comes into that next year to fill that void left by Pav and left by some of the older guys, I guess, as this transition will occur over the next year or two?
Yeah, look, obviously Pav's leadership is second to none, and they're going to be big shoes to fill, but we've got guys like Lockie Neal, Stephen Hill and that are taking the next step, and we've got guys underneath in that, the younger group coming through as well. So, leadership is everyone, and it's important that we do try and fill his shoes.
Well, Aaron, thanks very much for your time. Go and enjoy the win.
Thank you.
Aaron Sandilands there down in the rooms with Ben Cameron. We'll